Welcome to Designing Healthcare That Cares, the show where we explore how to build healthcare systems where people and performance thrive. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Sutton, a physician, coach, and healthcare leader who believes that human flourishing and organizational excellence go hand in hand. Each week, I talk with leaders, change makers, and innovators about how to shift culture, lead with purpose, and tackle the root causes of burnout. Because when healthcare works for the people in it, everyone wins. Welcome to Designing Healthcare That Cares. And today's episode is a solo episode, and it's special to me. I am announcing something that's been in the works for a while. I wanted to share it with you and share my journey with you. So if you've been following me for a while as the Purposeful MD, you know that my mission is really working with clinicians, helping them to create the lives they love without guilt. That's a subtitle of my book, The Purposeful MD, Creating the Life You Love Without Guilt. And I started on that path in 2020 when I started my coach training. I still love working with clinicians. I love it. It lights me up. It's my number one. And yes, and something's been shifting in me. I've noticed a shift in my work and a calling that I just can't ignore. And so I'm leaning into it. I am rebranding. I am still the Purposeful MD. And I'm adding Dr. Laura Sutton, Designing Healthcare That Cares. You're going to see that brand. I'm going to talk a little bit about what that means and why I'm making the shift. And I really hope that you will stay on this journey with me and follow for what's next and how I'm going to be making space for an even deeper impact. So when I started the Purposeful MD again back in 2020, 2021, my mission was really personal. I had been through my own burnout. I'd been through a divorce. I'd been through a lot of leadership challenges, this kind of reinventing myself. I had grown a ton. I'd been getting a lot of coaching on my own. And I knew what it felt like to really have that strong resume, but also feel like something was missing. I started coaching to help other clinicians get that back, get that missing piece back, that confidence, that clarity, that empowerment. And so I started working with clinicians, a lot of women. I work with all genders, but it was a lot of women, helped working with them to get unstuck, to manage their time, to manage their energy, to work through burnout. That's really what the book is about. It's about what you can do when you turn towards yourself and you start putting yourself first. And that's what coaching is about too. And like I said, I am still coaching. I will always coach. I think I will coach until the day that I die. I love coaching. It lights me up. I love to see that transformation in clinicians that I work with. I always hold space for that. And as my coaching has evolved, so have I. Something else has become really clear that in order for me to really make a measurable impact on healthcare, I need to do something bigger. I need to go bigger. And I can't fix burnout. I can't fix our healthcare system. And I know this isn't something that's mine to fix, but I can't be as big a part of it as I want in a one-on-one capacity. It has to be at a system level. I have spent hundreds of hours coaching clinicians, and I see so many of the challenges that they have that are very similar. I see a lot of these systemic challenges. I've lived a lot of the systemic challenges. And a lot of these challenges are solvable. And I'm not going to get into those right now. We'll start hearing that in my podcast. And so I'm not going to spend time on, well, how do we fix the healthcare system? Again, I certainly don't have all the answers. And I've also seen some things that work really well. And I've seen things that don't work really well, both in my own personal experience that I've been on the receiving end of and in my leadership. I've made a ton of mistakes, and I want to share all those with you. In fact, I invite you to remind me what mistakes I've made. If you know what a mistake I've made, let me know because I want to share it. I am very open, very transparent, and I really want to share, hey, I did this and I messed up. And so here's what I've learned from it. Over the past few years, I found myself working more and more with healthcare leaders and organizations that are really trying to grapple with these problems. And I realized that I loved getting my hands dirty with these organizations, getting in the weeds, really figuring out how can we all make healthcare better? How can we strengthen these teams? How can we provide an environment where our clinicians feel empowered? Because when that happens, everything gets better. The patients are healthier, the patients are happier, clinicians are more engaged and they're happier, they're more fulfilled, they're less burned out. And then the organization wins as well. Their metrics improve, their bottom line improves. And so it's a win-win-win for everybody. And why aren't we focusing on this more? So that gets me to the consulting work that I'm doing, the keynote speaking that I'm doing. That in those ways, I can really make a bigger impact working directly with those decision makers who want to do healthcare differently, who are with me. And that's really what this rebrand is all about, designing healthcare that cares. Healthcare that cares about the people that are working inside of it as much as it cares about the metrics, where we're not pushing incredible, hardworking humans to the edge of burnout and then telling them that we gave them a yoga class in order to try to heal their burnout. It's really about redesigning the system with humanity at the center. And so I realized I can have a bigger impact if I bring my voice and my ideas and my background to the decision-making rooms. Like Hamilton says, or like Aaron Burr says, my apologies to Hamilton. Aaron Burr says, I want to be in the room where it happens. So, yes, I'm still coaching. I still love it. It will always be my number one. And I'm adding consulting and speaking, and that lights me up. So, what's staying the same? So, Purposeful MD is not going anywhere. That's where a lot of my coaching work lives. I'm still obsessed with coaching. I still love it. I love helping clinicians to flourish. I'm still working with them on boundaries and managing emotions, bringing joy back into their life, and all the messy stuff that comes along with that. And I'm still right there with you. I'm trying to figure it out. I get coached a lot and I will mess up a lot. As you've heard, I have messed up a lot and I will continue to. And that's okay. That makes me an imperfect human. So, what's changing about the brand is the scale and the scope and the reach that I can have. So, I'll be in more leadership spaces, more stages, and deeper conversations with how we really design systems that actually support care and not just any healthcare, but healthcare that cares. So, my invitation to you is to come with me, join me on this journey. How can you be with me to help design healthcare that cares? It's going to take all of us. This is not something that I can fix on my own, and nor should I try. Whether you're a clinician that's just trying to feel a little bit less overwhelmed, a new leader trying to figure out how to support your team, this is for you. I'll be sharing my reflections, more tools, looking for our speaking opportunities, and yeah, still coaching a lot of you who want to do the deep inner work. So, if you're with me, if you know someone in a leadership role, or if that's you who wants to make a meaningful change but not sure where to start, send them my way. I have a new website that is launching. It is drlaurasutton.com. That's drlaurasutton.com. I would love to talk with you. This is what I was made for. This is what lights me up. Thank you for being on this journey with me. I'm so excited and a little scared. Never done this before. I've never done a rebrand before. I launched my brand, and this is really an extension of that. So I'm really excited to be on this journey with you. I'm Dr. Laura Sutton. This is Designing Healthcare That Cares, and let's build it together. Thanks for listening to Designing Healthcare That Cares. If today's conversation gave you a new idea or inspired you to see things differently, share this episode with a colleague and keep the conversation going. And if you're ready to take the next step in building a thriving healthcare culture, you can find resources and ways to connect with me at drlaurasutton.com. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not medical advice, and it should not replace care from a qualified healthcare provider. Always seek the guidance of your physician or other qualified professional for any medical questions or decisions.